Welcome to today's reading of the San Angelo Standard Times, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
San Angelo man charged in blackmailing pregnant woman arrested on new charges of assault. By Elena Edgen, published November 1st. While facing three charges that involve blackmailing women, a San Angelo man has been charged with sexually assaulting another woman while out on bond, according to an arrest affidavit released Monday. Police received a report of sexual assault that happened 2 years ago at a public park restroom. A woman told officers she responded to a San Angelo swap and sale advertisement on Facebook in March 2019, which involved taking measurements of a man's body. The woman, who was accompanied by a second person, arrived at a public playground on River Drive, where they met the man who had placed the ad. All three people entered a bathroom stall at the park. The man locked the door and began to inappropriately touch both the woman and the second person, according to the affidavit. The woman told the man to stop, who didn't, and threatened to tell the woman's family that she had begged for it if she did not comply with his wishes, records state. The woman told officers she froze and didn't call for help out of fear that both she and the other person would be assaulted further, according to the affidavit. Danny Wayne Juarez, 48, was arrested Friday, October 29th, on suspicion of sexual assault, which occurred while Juarez was out on bond for multiple accounts of sexual coercion. He remained in Tom Green County Detention Center in lieu of a $200,000 bond as of 12:30 p.m. Monday, November 1st, according to online jail records. Should Juarez make bond, documents state he will not be allowed internet access and must not get in contact with the woman. How pregnancy photos turn to blackmail. On October 2, 2018, police searched a residence in the 3100 block of West Beauregard Avenue where they believed a resident threatened to publish intimate visual materials of a female, records state. Juarez created fake Facebook profiles and contacted women to offer tattoo services, as well as plaster cast pregnancy belly, breasts, and genitalia molds, and cakes in exchange for payment, according to court documents. Arrest affidavits detailed a woman responded to a cake advertisement for Joe Custom Cakes on Facebook Swap and Sale. She contacted the business, who told her about belly cast molds for pregnant individuals. The woman was told someone would take photographs and measure her waist and instructed her to meet them at a grocery store on Sherwood Way. The woman met a man, later identified as Juarez, who photographed her nude from the waist up, records state. The woman was messaged later by someone requesting money, or they were going to release the nude photographs to the public, according to court documents. Another woman reported that she let Juarez photograph her naked breasts and nipples in exchange for money on conditions the photos would remain private, according to the affidavit. Juarez, 44 at the time, was booked into Tom Green County Jail in October 2018 and released the following day on a $10,000 bond, according to online jail records. In March 2019, Juarez was indicted on three counts of sexual coercion, which are state jail felonies punishable by up to 2 years in jail each. Online court records show Juarez is scheduled for a plea hearing in November. Details revealed in high-speed chase and crash near San Angelo High School. One arrested. By Elena Edgen, published November 2nd. After a high-speed chase ended with a crash near a high school, one man has been arrested on several charges, including threatening to kill a woman, according to arrest affidavits released Monday. On Tuesday, October 28th, a woman was at a residence on West Avenue I when a man accused her of stealing his keys. The man's roommate had the keys and returned them, records state. The man then left for a short time and returned with a black handgun, which he pointed at the woman and roommate while stating they were all going to die. He fired two rounds, one into the living room floor and another into the wall, according to the affidavit. Police noted bullet holes in the living room. After the roommate fled, the man took the woman to a bedroom and forced her on her knees. He told her they were both going to die, at one point sitting beside her while acting like he would shoot himself, records state. Officers were told the man had suggested the bullet would travel through him and into her. He forced her into a vehicle while armed, and they drove around town before returning to the residence. When they returned, a police unit happened to be driving through the neighborhood, which gave the woman a chance to leave, documents stated. Around 2:14 p.m. Friday, an officer found the man, who had a suspended driver's license, driving a Dodge Ram 1500. The officer stopped the vehicle on West Beauregard Avenue and David Street, but the man drove away, starting a high-speed chase, reaching speeds of around 60 miles per hour, records state. The chase continued through Bryant Boulevard, Avenue W, Ben Ficklin, Avenue L, and Oaks, before the man lost control and crashed near Central High School on Oaks. He attempted to run, and officers used a taser device, according to the police. The school went into a brief lockdown, which was lifted by 2:52 p.m. Jeremiah Pena Chavarria, 40, was arrested Friday on suspicion of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, evading arrest detention using a vehicle, resisting arrest search or transport, evading arrest detention, and driving with an invalid license. He remained in Tom Green County Detention Center in lieu of a $70,690 bond as of 12:30 p.m. Monday, according to online jail records. TABC denies Angelo State University's request to sell alcohol. City allows variance. By Elena Edgen, published November 2nd. Update. The San Angelo City Council has approved a variance which will allow Angelo State University to sell alcohol at the Janelle Center. On Tuesday, November 2nd, City Council approved a variance which allows ASU to sell alcohol at the center despite being within 300 feet of two schools. After discussion, it was approved unanimously, 7-0. Original story. Angelo State University won't be allowed to sell alcohol at campus events unless the San Angelo City Council steps in, following a denial by a state regulatory agency. In August, the Texas Tech Board of Regents approved a motion for alcohol to be sold at ASU home games, according to a spokesperson with the university. While no date for alcohol sales was set, rumors circulated sales would begin in time for the Ram football's home opener game against Midwestern State Mustangs on September 18, 2021. It will take effect once all the required licensing approvals have been granted, said Brittany Miller, ASU's interim director of communications and marketing, in a previous email to the Standard Times. On September 30, 2021, the Texas Alcohol and Beverage Commission denied the permit for sales at the Janelle Center, according to municipal documents. The subject property does not comply with applicable standards for the sale of alcoholic beverages to be consumed on premises as stipulated in the San Angelo Code of Ordinances. Alcoholic beverage sales should not, therefore, be allowed on this subject property, document stated. An official with TABC said the Janelle Center, 2235 South Jackson Street, did not meet their standards because the property is within 300 feet of both Crockett Elementary and Glenn Middle School. State law does allow for the San Angelo City Council to approve a variance, according to TABC, who suggested the university make a request to the city. Joe Munoz, senior executive assistant and general counsel at ASU, wrote a letter requesting the city grant ASU a variance to sell alcoholic beverages. City Council will meet at 8:30 a.m. on November 2nd and review the matter further under its consent agenda. If the variance is approved, beer and wine could be sold at the Janelle Center and Stevens Arena during regularly scheduled university events, according to municipal documents. In August, the Standard Times sent a message to ASU requesting more information about alcohol sales, among them, if there would be a drink limit. A university spokesperson responded to the message, but did not provide answers to that specific question. Cinch Roping Fiesta returns to thrill San Angelo audiences. By Colin Murphy, published Monday, November 1st. Rodeo returned to San Angelo last week as the 2021 Cinch Roping Fiesta rolled into town, featuring some of the nation's talent in tie-down roping events. Dozens of competitors battled it out in the Invitational Calf Roping event, while defending world champion Shad Mayfield and Tuff Cooper competed head-to-head in the match roping competition in a $20,000 winner-take-all event. Saturday's event also featured the Women's Open Breakaway Short Go. San Angelo's own Ty Harris made an appearance competing in the Invitational Calf Roping event. The total payout for the event was listed as $32,500, according to information on the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association website. Cooper defended his San Angelo title in the match roping event, while Corey Solomon won the Invitational Calf Roping competition, followed by Caleb Smith in second place and Marty Yates in third. New San Angelo residents bring their love of art and puppy to open gallery and wine bar, by Elena Edgen, published October 29th. Roberta Stevens, Satori, and David Weaver didn't plan to fall in love with the San Angelo art scene, but are now adding to it after opening their own gallery. "We thought we would retire someplace like D.C. or Philadelphia or New York," Stevens Satori said. "We got here and realized that not only was there great art, but also a really close community of people that appreciate art and are working hard to make the arts accessible." San Angelo's welcoming art community encouraged the married couple to purchase 118 South Chadburn Street and open the Monk Art Gallery and Wine Bar in September 2021. It features Stephen Satori's work along with other artists. "We've always wanted a space where we could have our creative life and our living quarters in the same place. So when this came up, we just fell in love with it," Stephen Satori said. Weaver, a member of the United States Air Force stationed at Goodfellow, said he takes pride in Monk's complimentary bar snacks. "We actually do animal crackers," Weaver said, and added that they have been a nostalgic treat for guests in addition to cheeses, desserts, and other food. Monk has an outdoor patio that can be reserved for private events. Guests enjoying the art, which will change at least quarterly to keep things fresh, are encouraged to say hello to Picasso, the puppy mascot. Both Weaver and Stephen Satori said their art gallery is for everyone. "We want it to be a safe, relaxing, just get away from the world space for every type of human," Weaver said. "Everyone is accepted, no questions asked." As for how the name came to existence, it actually pulls from Stephen Satori's previous business several decades ago, a coffee house in Kansas named the Sleepy Monk. That came to her after reading about monks who found beans and burned them, which kept the monks awake. "So when we were trying to decide on a name for this, my husband said, maybe we should pull from the Sleepy Monk. And that's how it came to be," she said. The couple met in Kansas while acting in a play and have been glued together ever since, she said. As for the arts world, both have been involved since they were children. Her mother was a painter, and he started music and dance lessons when he was about 7 years old. "It's been a part of our lives our whole life," said Weaver, who is also an instructor at Ballet San Angelo. Stephen Satori added that she doesn't remember a time when art wasn't a part of my existence. "People can keep up with Monk by following it on Facebook and Instagram, where they will also post upcoming events." And now here's our weekly column from Allison Watkins. "Fall weather is a good time to prepare for winter in your garden." Published October 30th. After record-breaking high temperatures, it finally feels like fall. Take advantage of the beautiful weather to spend time in the yard, sprucing it up and preparing for the coming winter. The average first freeze is mid-November, but it's hard to predict when it will truly turn cold. Now that temperatures are dipping into the 40s at night, It's time to start transitioning tropicals and houseplants that have been spending the summer outside back inside. Basil starts to decline in cooler night temperatures, so harvest and dry or freeze it to have some to use through the winter. As warm season flowers start to fade and decline, add some bright color to containers and flower beds by planting cool season annuals like pansy, snapdragon, stock, kale, and cabbage. Plant winter vegetables like broccoli, Swiss chard, carrots, and Brussels sprouts. Parsley and cilantro are cool season herbs that are best planted right now. Avoid using high nitrogen fertilizers on trees, shrubs, and turf this late in the season, as nitrogen stimulates tender new growth that can be easily damaged at the first fall freeze. Cool season annuals and vegetables will benefit from steady applications on nitrogen. Wait until late winter to prune trees, except dead branches should be removed now while they are easily visible. Turn the irrigation timer off and only water occasionally as needed with the manual setting. Disconnect and bring in battery timers for drip irrigation before it freezes so they aren't damaged from ice forming inside. After the first freeze, trim back all dead perennial tops and apply mulch over the roots. This is especially helpful for tender perennials like Pride of Barbados and Lantana. As leaves fall, don't bag them and send them off to the landfill. Leaves are valuable organic matter for the landscape and garden. Light layers of leaves can simply be mowed over on the lawn to shred them up. Other options include adding them to a compost pile or using them as mulch in beds. The Concho Valley Master Gardeners invite you to join them for an educational program on Tuesday, November 9th at 6:30 p.m. by photographer Jim Bean. He will be presenting on the topic flower and bird photography and will share lots of great tips on capturing the beauty of nature on camera. The program will be held at the Tom Green 4-H Center, 3168 North U.S. Highway 67, next door to the animal shelter. For more info, contact the Extension Office at 325-659-6522. Allison Watkins is the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Agent for Horticulture in Tom Green County. Contact her at aewatkins@ag.tamu.edu. Hello, this is Michael, and I'm reading the San Angelo Standard Times newspaper for the week of Sunday, October 31st, 2021. I'm narrating on Thursday, November 4th, and I'll begin with the most recent articles. COVID-19 update, a look at San Angelo coronavirus data. Tom Green County, as of November 2nd, City of San Angelo. 24,950 positive cases reported. 10 new positive cases. Deaths, 464. 298 from Tom Green County and 166 from other counties. 21 currently hospitalized, 166 active cases. Shannon Hospital to begin giving COVID-19 vaccines to San Angelo children ages 5 to 11 by John Tufts, published November 3rd. Shannon Medical Center will begin administering the Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine to San Angelo's children as early as next week, according to a hospital spokesperson. The vaccine will be available at the San Angelo Shannon Vaccine Clinic, 3501 Knickerbocker Road, said Lindy Stone, Director of Marketing, in a message to the Standard Times on Wednesday, November 3rd. Shannon will offer the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to children ages 5 to 11 beginning Monday, November 8th. Stone said appointments are not required, but parents may reserve a time online by going to shannonhealth.com/COVID vaccine. The Shannon Vaccine Clinic is open Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., Tuesday and Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Stone said those seeking more information on vaccine guidelines can visit the Shannon COVID-19 information page at shannonhealth.com/COVID-19 or cdc.gov. The announcement from Shannon Hospital comes after a federal advisory committee unanimously recommended Tuesday, November 2nd, that children ages 5 to 11 receive Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine, setting the stage for mass vaccination of America's elementary school children. Though the vaccines carry some risk for children, their benefits are greater, concluded the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, made up of vaccine and immune system experts from universities and medical schools across the country. In several small trials, Pfizer-BioNTech, which makes the vaccine, reported no serious side effects connected with the shots. It is likely, committee members acknowledged, that some potentially dangerous side effects will become apparent once the shots are delivered to millions of children, just as rare side effects not seen in clinical trials of adults turned up with widespread vaccinations. We need to acknowledge the unknown, said Dr. Matthew Daly, a committee member and senior investigator at the Institute for Health Research at Kaiser Permanente, Colorado in Aurora. Fully vaccinating 1 million children in this age group would prevent about 57,000 cases of COVID-19 and about 200 hospitalizations, the CDC said. The data that was presented really speaks volumes in terms of the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine, said Dr. Pablo Sanchez, a professor of pediatrics at Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio. Children are dying, and we can reduce hospitalization and death with this safe and effective vaccine that will benefit the community, said Dr. Oliver Brooks, chief medical officer for the Watts Healthcare Corporation in Los Angeles. Parents who have concerns about the shots should speak with their pediatrician, CDC and committee members said. Miles man charged with child endangerment and drunk driving after baby injured, by Elena Edgen, published November 3rd. A crash on U.S. Highway 67 left a 10-month-old with a concussion and broken ribs, which led to charges filed against a Miles man, according to court documents released Wednesday. On April 7, 2021, a state trooper arrived at a vehicle crash on U.S. 67 by mile marker 656. A red Ford pickup failed to yield at a stop sign going onto the highway from Hudson Road. An oncoming vehicle struck the pickup's rear door on the driver's side, records state. Two children, 2 years old and 10 months old, were in the Ford and taken to Shannon Medical Center. The baby had bruised lungs, a concussion, and two broken ribs, according to court documents. The Ford's driver showed signs of intoxication and did not pass a sobriety test. Michael Roy Acosta, 29, was arrested April 8th on suspicion of intoxication assault with vehicle causing serious bodily injury. He was released from Tom Green County Detention Center hours later on a $10,000 bond, according to online court records. An indictment filed in October charged Acosta in the incident with driving while intoxicated with a child younger than 15 years old and child endangerment. Both are state jail felonies, punishable by up to 2 years in jail and a fine not to exceed $10,000. A court date has not been scheduled as of 1:30 p.m. Wednesday, according to online court records. San Angelo police officer punched in face at Shannon Medical Center. One charged, by Elena Edgen, published November 4th. Months after a San Angelo police officer was punched in the face at the hospital, a man has been charged with assault, according to court documents released Wednesday, November 3rd. On August 30th, 2021, police arrived at Shannon Medical Center for an assault on an officer. Hospital surveillance footage showed a man inside the hospital approached by security, then by a police officer, records state. After the officer asked for the man's identification, the man punched the officer in the face. Investigators noted the officer's lips were bleeding and there was blood on the ground, according to court documents. Stephen Dale Skeen, 31, was arrested August 30th on suspicion of assaulting a peace officer, criminal mischief, and a warrant for going off bond. He remained in Tom Green County Detention Center in lieu of a $25,500 bond as of 12:15 p.m. Thursday, November 4th, according to online jail records. An indictment filed in October charged him with assault on a peace officer. This has been enhanced to a first-degree felony, punishable by 5 to 99 years in jail and a fine not to exceed $10,000. The charge has been enhanced due to Skeen's prior conviction for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon in 2013. A court date has been tentatively set for November, according to online court records. Aluminum baseball bat leaves man injured in San Angelo after argument between family. By Elena Edgen, published November 4th. An argument between relatives sharing a San Angelo residence led to an assault with a baseball bat, according to court documents released Wednesday. On August 22, 2021, two relatives living on West Avenue V had an argument. The first relative said he was going to move out. The second relative then struck him with an aluminum baseball bat several times, records state. Police noted the injured relative had a baseball-sized contusion on the back of his head and one on his right elbow. He also told officers his vision became blurry and he was losing consciousness after the assault, according to court documents. During an interview with investigators, a man said he hit his relative with his fist. Investigators pointed out the injuries looked like they came from a more solid object, after which the man told police that he had hit his relative with a chair instead, records state. Rudy Hernandez Luna, 55, was arrested August 22nd on suspicion of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He remained in Tom Green County Detention Center in lieu of a $50,000 bond as of 10:30 a.m. Thursday, according to online jail records. An indictment filed in October charged Luna with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. This is a second-degree felony, punishable by up to 20 years in jail, and a fine not to exceed $10,000. A court date has not been scheduled as of 10:30 a.m. Thursday, November 4th, according to online court records. San Angelo woman charged after two Carlsbad residents threatened with knife. By Elena Edgen, published November 4th. Months after a woman was injured trying to keep someone with a knife from entering a Carlsbad residence, one San Angelo resident has been charged with assault, according to court documents released Wednesday. On August 28, 2021, Tom Green County Sheriff's deputies arrived to an assault in the 11,000 block of Galveston Street in Carlsbad. They met a woman who had a knife, who had knife injuries to her arm and leg, records state. A man told officers a woman who was supposed to pick up her dog from the house arrived with a knife. She opened the door and yelled that she was going to kill them, according to court documents. Another woman in the residence tried to stop her and was injured in the struggle, records state. Brandilyn Michelle Erickson, also known as Overton, 32, was arrested August 28th on suspicion of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and a misdemeanor. She remained in Tom Green County Detention Center in lieu of a $75,000 bond as of 11:45 a.m. Thursday, November 4th, according to online jail records. An indictment filed in October charged Erickson with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. This has been enhanced to a first-degree felony, punishable by 5 to 99 years in jail and a fine not to exceed $10,000. It was enhanced due to her prior conviction in 2016 for possession of a controlled substance. A court date has been tentatively scheduled for November, according to online court records. Two San Angelo men charged after soliciting sex from undercover agent posing as child. By Elena Edgen, published November 4th. Two San Angelo men have been indicted after an undercover agent posed as a child during an online conversation, according to court documents released Wednesday. In July, a special agent with the Texas Department of Public Safety created a social media profile pretending to be a child. Two men began messaging the agent, and conversation veered into sexual topics, records state. The men believed the agent was a child and made plans to meet the child for sex. When they arrived, both were detained by law enforcement, records state. Austin Riley Brookshire, 20, was arrested June 16th on suspicion of online solicitation of a minor sexual conduct. He was released from Tom Green County Detention Center the next day on a $30,000 bond. Curtis Max Fugue Jr., 58, was arrested June 11th on suspicion of online solicitation of a minor sexual conduct. He was released from Tom Green County Detention Center September 24th on a $35,000 bond. The indictments, filed in October, charged them with online solicitation of a minor sexual conduct. This is a second-degree felony, punishable by up to 20 years in jail and a fine not to exceed $10,000. Court dates have not been scheduled for either of them as of 11:15 a.m. Thursday, November 4th, according to online jail records. Shots fired at vehicle as woman tries to escape leads to charges against San Angelo man, by Elena Edgen, published November 4th. A San Angelo man has been indicted months after a woman was shot at when picking up a friend from an apartment complex, according to court documents released Thursday. On February 19th, 2021, a woman arrived at an apartment complex to give someone a ride. After the person got into her vehicle, two other people exited a silver SUV with a gun, records state. The woman said, The people began hitting the front of the windshield of her vehicle, which she put into reverse. As she drove off, she heard 3 to 4 gunshots, which hit the vehicle's radiator, front right wheel well, and tire. The woman drove to the 1900 block of Sherwood Way before her vehicle became inoperative, according to court documents. The woman recognized the SUV as belonging to another woman, who told officers she allowed a man and woman to borrow her SUV. The couple had not returned the SUV, records state. Ben Thomas Nelms Jr., also known as Zuiz Medulla, 24, was arrested March 16th on suspicion of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, evading arrest detention, possession of a controlled substance, and a parole violation from Austin. He remained in Tom Green County Detention Center in lieu of a $105,500 bond as of 8:45 a.m. Thursday, November 4th. When interviewed, Nelms Medulla told investigators he was not involved in the shooting, according to court documents. An indictment filed in October charged Nelms with 2 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. These are second-degree felonies punishable by up to 10 to 20 years in jail and a fine not to exceed $10,000. A court date has been tentatively set for December, according to online court records. San Angelo woman charged after couple comes home to person claiming to be house cleaner, by Elena Edgen, published November 4th. A couple in the process of moving found a person in their home holding the door closed, which led to charges filed against a San Angelo woman, according to court documents released Thursday. On August 20th, 2021, police arrived to a burglary report at a residence on West 27th Street. A man told officers when he tried to unlock the front door, he noticed a woman inside was holding it closed. The couple entered the home, and the woman said she was asked to clean the residence, then fled, according to an arrest affidavit. Officers found the woman nearby with a shopping cart on 26th Street with property belonging to the wife, records state. Myrtle Denise Smith, 50, was arrested August 20th on suspicion of burglary of a habitation, credit debit card abuse, and going off bond for a misdemeanor charge. She remained in Tom Green County Detention Center in lieu of a $50,000 bond as of 7:45 a.m. Thursday, according to online jail records. Two indictments filed in October charged her with burglary of a habitation and possession of methamphetamine. The burglary is a second-degree felony, punishable by up to 20 years in jail and a fine not to exceed $10,000. Possession is a state jail felony, punishable by up to 2 years in jail. A court date has not been scheduled as of 7:45 a.m. Thursday, according to online court records. Eastland man charged after child makes outcry of sexual abuse in San Angelo from 2016. By Elena Edgen, published November 3rd. A San Angelo child's outcry of sexual abuse from 4 years ago has led to charges filed against an Eastland man, according to court documents released Wednesday. On April 10, 2021, police received a report of child sexual abuse. The child, 12, stated the abuse happened from February 1, 2016 to January 5, 2017 in San Angelo when they were 6 to 7 years old. The child told officers a man sexually assaulted them twice, records state. The man, who used to live in San Angelo and now resides in Eastland, told investigators he did sexually assault the child twice in that time period. He was detained in Eastland, then released on a $150,000 bond, according to court documents. An indictment charged Larry Angel De La Cruz, 27, with continuous sexual abuse of a child younger than 14 years old. This is a first-degree felony punishable by 5 to 99 years in jail and a fine not to exceed $10,000. A court date has been tentatively set for November, according to online court records. Note, the San Angelo Standard-Times uses the singular they-them when reporting child-related crimes to further protect the child's identity. Former Angelo State football player arrested for video in changing room. By Elena Edgen, published November 3rd. A former Angelo State University football player has been arrested after people saw images and videos of someone in a changing room on social media, according to an arrest affidavit released Wednesday. On October 20, 2021, a man filed a Title IX report admitting that he recorded and transmitted visual material of another person in a changing room without consent. The images showed the person's intimate area, records state. The images and videos were reportedly viewed an unnamed social media service. The affidavit did not say when the recordings reportedly occurred. Tom Allen McDade, 19, was arrested Tuesday on suspicion of invasive visual recording of a person in a bathroom or dressing room. He remained in Tom Green County Detention Center in lieu of a $15,000 bond as of 8:45 a.m. Wednesday. In the 2020 season, McDade was a tight end for the Rams. He is not listed on the 2021 roster, and personal statistics were unavailable at angelosports.com. Brittany Miller, Director of Communications and Marketing at ASU, issued a statement on the case. "We are working with university officials and law enforcement during this investigation," Miller said. "This is a sensitive, ongoing situation, and we are committed to protecting student safety and privacy." Angelo State gets okay from city to sell alcohol. University suit to resubmit TABC application. By John Tufts, published November 2nd. City Council gave its unanimous blessing Tuesday for alcoholic beverages to be sold at the Janelle Center, a request that was denied earlier by a state regulatory agency due to Angelo State University's proximity to an elementary school and middle school. On Tuesday, November 2nd, University Food Services, a third-party concessionaire for ASU, requested city officials grant a variance that would allow the sale of alcoholic beverages, beer, and wine at the Janelle Center. Prior to September 30th, a temporary license from the Texas Alcohol and Beverage Commission had allowed the university to sell beer during on-campus events. TABC later denied the permit. the subject property does not comply with applicable standards for the sale of alcoholic beverages to be consumed on premises as stipulated in the San Angelo Code of Ordinances. Alcoholic beverages sales should not, therefore, be allowed on this subject property, city document stated. Officials with the Janelle Center, 2235 South Jackson Street, did not meet their standards because the property is within 300 feet of both Crockett Elementary and Glenn Middle School. State law does allow for the San Angelo City Council to approve a variance, which officials at ASU requested. Joe Munoz, Senior Executive Assistant and General Counsel at ASU, wrote a letter asking the city grant ASU a variance to sell alcoholic beverages and was present during Tuesday's meeting. The alcohol that we're asking to be approved today will be sold at the Janelle Center, which is indoors, Munoz said. We monitor it very carefully. Munoz said the university took several precautionary steps concerning on-campus alcohol consumption, noting those who sold alcoholic beverages were trained not to sell it to people who appeared visibly intoxicated. During ASU football games, Munoz said alcohol sales stopped during the last 5 minutes of the third quarter and no sales were permitted during the fourth quarter. We don't sell alcohol at Ram Jam. Alcohol is allowed, but it has a lot of security there. If there are problems, university police are there to stop any type of problems we have, Munoz said. Munoz told city council members alcohol sales at the Janelle Center would likely take place during ASU basketball and volleyball games. After 10 minutes of discussion, city council members unanimously approved granting a variance to allow the sale of alcoholic beverages at the Janelle Center. A spokesperson for ASU welcomed the news, saying the university would resubmit its application to TABC. Receiving this variance from the San Angelo City Council allows for the application to be resubmitted to TABC for a license to sell at the Janelle Center, said Brittany Miller, Director of Communications, in a message to the Standard Times. Kimberly Thompson, a San Angelo mother living near the university and former ASU graduate who attended Tuesday's meeting, said she was disappointed in City Council's decision. This doesn't address the example this is setting forth for our university students, Thompson said. Students are required to watch videos regarding underage drinking and issues associated with student drinking, but on campus, they're going to promote this drinking. That's been one thing that's been great about Angelo State University for all the years that it's been in existence is that it hasn't been a part of campus life. And unfortunately, now it's changing, Thompson said. Miller said per the university's alcohol consumption policy, there would be a 2 alcoholic beverage limit per purchase per person. Former San Angelo Bank employee indicted on fraud charges by Elena Edgen, published November 2nd. Several customers and over $25,000 in credit card charges has led to a former San Angelo Bank employee being indicted, according to court documents released Monday. The indictment, filed in October, charged Carmen Garcia Ruiz, 22, with 4 counts of fraudulent use, possession of identifying items. These are state jail felonies punishable by up to 2 years in jail and a fine not to exceed $10,000. In those charges, Ruiz used First Convenience Bank, First National Bank customers' information to open credit card accounts. How a bank investigation led to employees' arrest. On July 27, 2021, the bank's vice president and a bank-wide investigator met with San Angelo police. They reported Ruiz, a former employee at the bank in Walmart, 5501 Sherwood Way, was under investigation, records state. Ruiz was being investigated for using customers' personal bank accounts to open and activate credit cards to make purchases totaling $25,629.57. She also moved $2,433.73 of deposits into her personal account without putting money into the register, according to the arrest affidavit. The transactions occurred while Ruiz was at work and at the store gas station between February 23rd, 2021 and July 17th, 2021, records state. When confronted by the bank investigator, Ruiz gave a written statement confessing to the theft and was fired, according to the affidavit. On August 4th, she told police she used four customers' account information to create and activate debit credit cards to pay for her car and other bills that were due, record state. Ruiz was arrested August 25th on suspicion of theft of property between $2,500 and $30,000 and released hours later on a $15,000 bond, according to online jail records.
Thank you for joining us for this reading of the San Angelo Standard Times. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.